Welcome to the Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting podcast. I'm your host, Amber McKenzie. I'm an author, speaker, and former yo-yo dieter turned successful weight maintainer, and I get to live in a body I love. Each week, I'll share stories, practical strategies, and have inspiring conversations with guests to help you get and keep the body you dream of. Now let's find out how to break up with yo-yo dieting and fall in love with yourself. Hey everyone, did you know that 2 years ago, I didn't even know what a podcast was? In fact, I heard about them through a post on social media. So if this podcast is helping you and you think it could help someone else out, could you do me a favor and put it up on your favorite social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram stories, LinkedIn? That would mean the world to me. Thank you so much. This podcast is not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any medical or mental health condition. Please check with your healthcare professional before making changes to your diet or exercise program. Hey everyone, I'm so excited for today's episode. So Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting is the name of the podcast, right? Well, today we're going to talk about how to break up with your unhealthy relationship with food. So this means that if we want to stop the up and down, the weight gain, the weight loss, the weight gain, the weight loss, we actually have to look at the relationship with our food. Most of the time, our food is going to have the biggest impact on that weight up and down, more than exercise, more than sleep, more than anything else. And yes, exercise, sleep are important, but really paying attention to the food we put in our bodies is key when it comes to breaking up with that yo-yo dieting. So that's what this episode is all about. And if you've heard about me before, I have been over 200 pounds and eaten myself to oblivion. And gosh, I remember just eating and loving that. And the truth is, like, sometimes I love, like, really love food, guys, love food so much. And when I'm in a certain food kind of mood, sometimes I feel like I just don't care that I want to be in the body I'm in now, because some of those old behaviors were so strong in me and I truly had to break up with them. It's like truly having that ex-boyfriend that I broke up with, and I really liked him. He was freaking awesome, but I knew he was so bad for me, and I knew I couldn't call him. I knew I couldn't text him. I knew I couldn't email him because it was not for me. And breaking up with yo-yo dieting requires the same kind of things. Like, I have to look at those behaviors, like that crazy cookie eating I used to do, like all of the cookies, all of them, and look at that and say, I choose to break up with that. This is my choice. It is my choice to break up with my insane food eating behaviors, right? And if we look at insanity, so what is insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. That is the definition of insanity. So if you are doing the same thing over and over again with food, it is time to break up with that, because it is insane, guys. We want sanity. We want to do different things to give us different results. And then on the other side of that, in my yo-yo, I would go to extreme dieting and extreme restriction. So I was like, I had no idea how to diet, guys. And part of this was why I love to talk about food on this podcast, is I truly didn't know how to eat. Like, I truly did not know what a balanced diet was. It got so screwed up over time. Like, I remember being in university and eating like lettuce and fruit cups and like trying to eat 600 calories a day because I truly didn't know any better. And I thought I was doing what you're supposed to do to be healthy. I had no freaking clue. No clue. So if you're eating lettuce leaves and fruit cups, go see a dietitian, a nutritionist, go get some help, because we need more than that. So in today's episode, we are looking at that unhealthy relationship with food and making a choice to do something that is sustainable, to do something that is realistic, to do something for the long term. And that might mean, you know what, that skinny tea or whatever that lollipop is that's supposed to be your diet lollipop you're having right now, or the HCG diet, or something that is supposed to give you instant results. You might need to rethink that. Because this episode is about breaking up with the chaos. And sometimes it's not fun, fast, or easy. It's not sexy. It is just all about that consistency and that commitment to you and the highest version of yourself. All right. So let's think about breaking up with that. So I want you to get really specific. I want you to get really clear on what you're breaking up with. And that's what we have to figure out. So the things that you're going to think about are specific food behaviors. So for example, For me, that would be things like when I binge eat, when I overeat, when I want to feel over full, because guys, I like to feel like Thanksgiving dinner full every day. And I really had to break up with that behavior because it wasn't helpful for me. I had to break up with sneaking food. So at my parents' house, whenever I'm there, a big thing I did is I snuck food into my room and ate it in secret. I had to break up with over restriction. So I had to break up with crash dieting. I had to break up with not including treats into my food plan. I had to break up with not eating fats. I had to break up with not eating carbs. I had to break up with deprivation. I had to break up with being too busy to cook nutritious meals. I had to break up with being too busy to go grocery shopping. I had to break up with driving through McDonald's. I had to break up with getting a 12-pack of donuts. These were the behaviors I had to break up with if I was going to break up with yo-yo dieting once and for all. I had to figure out why on earth I was going to do that. I had to look at the impact that this yo-yo dieting had on me and others in the world. So, for example, some of the things when I was thinking of breaking up, I truly took a look at like the problematic relationship that these things had. Like, for example, part of the problematic relationship is when I binge ate, I felt crazy. I felt out of control and I felt broken. I felt like I was weak-willed and I just couldn't get it all together. And it was so confusing because I was so successful in so many areas of my life. I was on the national team for Taekwondo. I was in university. I had a great job and I couldn't stop the eating, right? And that behavior was a huge problem. I had to look at the impact of like eating way too much junk food. Like, it made me feel stagnant, slow. I didn't want to go out. I wanted to stay home. I wanted to hide. If I look at the problematic impact of over-restriction, I had brain fog. I had no energy. I was tired. I was cranky. I was grouchy. I couldn't eat out. It was no fun. I had to think about some other things if I was actually going to break up with this once and for all. Like, just like in real life, if I want to break up with my boyfriend and we're in the same social circles, initially, maybe if I don't want to go back to him, I can't go sometimes, or I have to make alternative plans. And so similarly, if I wanted to break up with binge eating, I had to figure out what were some trigger locations. So for example, lunchrooms at work were huge problems for me. Keeping food on the counters, keeping junk food in the house. Like, I had to go to a lot of lengths to be willing to break up with that binge eating. So literally, my house contains very little junk food because I know that it is such a trigger for me. And now I've had some Cadbury cream eggs in my cupboard for like 3 weeks and I know they're there and I'm not eating them. But in the past, that would have been a huge, huge, huge trigger because I couldn't trust myself in the beginning because I kept wanting to go back, just like that old boyfriend. I wanted to go back sometimes. And so I had to really watch out. So I had to look at, you know, trigger locations, trigger foods. Like, for me, eating carbohydrates, although I was breaking up with restricting carbohydrates, I had lost control of how to eat those properly. And so it was really practicing getting in carbohydrates that I feel comfortable with and working into carbohydrates that I felt, you know, were a bit more risky and a bit more dangerous. And I had to know. Other things that I started to look at the impact was on the relationship that things like sneak eating food had on my self-esteem. Like, when I snuck ate food, that impacted my self-esteem majorly because I felt like a sneak and a fraud, and like I was like living a secret lie, and that wasn't good for me. Like, how do you have good self-esteem when you feel like you're living a secret lie, right? I had to look at how I felt about me when I was restricting too severely. Like, I was too brain fogged to even think about me most of the time. But you know what that severe restriction led to so often? That led to the other side, which was the overeating, the lack of control, the obsessive food thoughts. And so I had to really think of how that impacted me. I looked at the impact on my body image. Like, when I think of the yo-yo dieting impact on my body image, gosh, that was one of the craziest parts. Like, I just thought I was the worst. I thought I was fat. I thought I was ugly. I thought I was just so hideous. Like, I would see my stomach in the mirror and think, like, what is wrong with you? You could stand to lose all of that. I had such an unrealistic image of beauty that it was so skewed that even sometimes, you know, I would eat something and think that like I got fat in the seconds it took me to devour whatever that thing was. Like, it was just so bad and I could not see myself clearly. And so I had to take a real look at the impact of my problematic relationship with food on my beliefs about myself, other people, the world. And I looked at a lot of areas like control around food, junk food, health, trigger locations, trigger foods, self-esteem, body image. And I had to see, like, was I willing to change this relationship. And when I really got honest with the impact that deprivation had on me, the impact that saying I'm too busy to cook had on me, I was like blown away. Like it was really sad. And so I literally wrote this out as a story. So it became, you know, describing all the things I described to you, all of the behaviors I was breaking up with. I wrote a story of the impact that they had on my life. And then I wrote a commitment to change. And I still look at my commitment every day, guys, because I set it as a screensaver on my phone. Because I want to be reminded of my commitment to stay broken up with this crap, with this way of life that made me miserable. And if you want to break up with yo-yo dieting, I encourage you to take some time, light a candle, get a cup of tea, romance yourself, and tune into that highest you, that self that knows what you're capable of, and get really clear on what it is you want to break up with too. Because one of the first stages of change is becoming really aware of what we need to let go of and why. And we have to think about what are the triggers, what are the problems, and how are we going to overcome them. I encourage you, sit down and write yourself a one-page story that outlines your behaviors and outlines the impact that they had on your relationship with yourself, others, the world, and in the following areas, you know, control around food, junk food, health, trigger locations, trigger foods, self-esteem, body image. I'm going to put this in the show notes so you can see. So it's like a journaling activity that you can sit down with, because letting go of yo-yo dieting and truly getting consistent, truly being able to live in a body you love is more than just saying, okay, I'm going to stop. Like sometimes we need to get so clear on why am I giving this up? Like I was giving this up because I was grouchy with my dog, who is adorable. If you haven't seen my Instagram stories, you need to look at how sweet he is, you know, and it took work. It took a lot of work. And so it was that commitment to myself and failing forward. If you haven't heard episode 17 of the podcast, Five Steps to Failing Forward, I encourage you, go check it out. Because when you're going through this breakup, you are going to fail forward. Another amazing episode is if you're trying to break up with it and you're trying to feel beautiful or sexy or confident, maybe your body image is shot, go check out episode 10 with Tara Romano. Oh my gosh, she teaches us how to step into our power and own that inner diva that is within us, or Devo, our guys Devo, I don't even know. It's going to be hard. If you're really radically trying to change something, it is hard. And so stay motivated, stay consistent, but take some time, guys. Go write down what you want to break up with. Because like a person, it's a little bit differently. You know you want to break up with ex-boyfriend, whatever his name was, or whatever her name is, if it's a girlfriend, you know? But with food, sometimes it can be sneaky. Get clear. What are you breaking up with so you don't go back? Okay, everybody. So that is the first step. Is you have to know your old food story so you can change and begin to rewrite and step into the new food story you want to have. So go write it down. And upcoming podcasts are going to be about learning how to step into the new you, to the new food story, and rewrite. Thank you so much for tuning in. This podcast was made because of your questions. So please help me get it out there by leaving a rating and review. Until next time, remember, you've got this, and stay consistent.